angry bull. Can you hear me, Marianne?
Indeed, I could. It was terrifying.
Can you hear me, Marianne?
I nodded speechlessly. This frightful noise was worse than Robert's motorcycle.
This magnificent trumpet is going to change your life.
Finally, I said, for goodness sake, don't shout. You make me nervous.
A miracle, said Carmela, still excited.
Then, using a quieter voice, your life will be changed. We both sat down and sucked a violet-scented lozenge, which Carmela likes because it scents the breath. I am now getting used to the rather nasty taste and beginning to like them through my fondness for Carmela. We thought about all the revolutionary possibilities of the trumpet.
Not only will you be able to sit and listen to beautiful music and intelligent conversation, but you will also have the privilege of being able to spy on what your whole family are saying about you, and that ought to be very amusing.
Carmela had finished her lozenge and had lit a small black cigar which she reserves for special occasions.
You must, of course, be very secretive about the trumpet, because they might take it away from you if they don't want you to hear what they are saying.
Why should they want to hide anything from me? I asked, thinking about Carmela's incurable passion for drama. I don't give them any trouble, and they almost never see me.
You never know, said Carmela. People under 70 and over 7 are very unreliable if they are not cats. You can't be too careful. Besides, think of the exhilarating power of listening to others talk when they think you cannot hear.
They can hardly avoid seeing the trumpet, I said doubtfully. It must be a buffalo's horn. Buffaloes are very large animals.
Of course, you must not let them see you using it. You have to hide somewhere and listen.
I hadn't thought of that. It certainly promised infinite possibilities.
Well, Carmela, I think it is very kind of you. And this mother-of-pearl floral design is very pretty indeed. It looks Jacobean.
You will also be able to listen to my last letter, which I haven't sent yet, as I was waiting to read it to you.
Ever since I stole the Paris telephone directory from the consulate, I have increased my output. You have no ideas of the beautiful names in...